Name and why are you famous?
I don't know if I qualify as famous remotely, but my name is Fergal Sharkey and I'm chief executive of an organization called UK Music.
Who is the most famous person on your mobile phone?
Oh, I'm not sure I can really answer that one. There are, let me put it this way, there are an awful lot of numbers on my mobile phone that should I ever lose it, I would be deeply concerned. There's an awful lot of names and addresses and phone numbers on there. But yeah, I'm not sure I could pinpoint any one individual.
Which TV box set would you take to a desert island?
Oh, that's easy. That would be The West Wing.
Which is the most listened to album on your iPod?
That is going to be Marvin Gaye, What's Going On album, which I think is one of the most extraordinary bits of music ever created.
Do you prefer this week or Newsnight?
I think if I was actually being honest, the one you missed off the list was the Today programme, but I'll go for Newsnight, given the choice.
Have you ever been to Benidorm?
I certainly have been to Benidorm.
And what did you think?
Well, I used to live in the south of Spain, and I think it's fair to say that for a real, true reflection of what is the extraordinary, beautiful thing that is Spanish culture, I much prefer up in the mountains, up around Jerez, in the middle of Andalusia.
What is your favourite form of exercise?
Well, I normally explain to people I've now spent 53 years honing this body to the peak of masculinity that it is now at, and none of that involved any exercise of any form whatsoever.
What is your favourite takeaway?
Oh, that would have to be curry, Indian, without any question whatsoever.
What is your guilty pleasure?
I still smoke. Filthy, disgusting habit, but I like it.
Do you ever Google yourself?
Thankfully, no. My vanity has yet to stretch that far.
Describe yourself in 5 words.
Passionate, enthusiastic, driven, like getting things done.
X Factor or Strictly?
I have to be the X Factor.
Football or rugby, and which team, if any?
Neither. With my legs, I realised at an early age, in terms of sport, it was best to keep them covered. Hence the reason I became a musician in a former life.
Thank you very much for your time. You're